Thank you so much. Happy Friday, everyone. Today we are excited to be joined on the call by arguably the greatest fighter of all time, Anderson Silva, and his manager, Jorge Guimarães. As we announced earlier this week, Silva returns to fight Nick Diaz on January 31st in Las Vegas in what should be one of the biggest fights of 2015. At this time, let's go ahead and open up to questions. As a reminder, folks, we have about a half hour with Anderson Silva, so we ask that you get your questions in quickly so that we can move along. There's a lot of people on the call today, so let's go ahead and star one to queue in for questions.
And we'll take the first question today from Ken Pishna with MMAWeekly.com. Please go ahead.
Thanks, guys. Good to talk to you, Anderson. It's good to see you coming back and ready to jump back in the ring. But I just was kind of curious, what was your what was the big driver for you to want to fight Nick Diaz in your comeback fight? Was that from a business standpoint where it's an easy fight to sell, obviously, because a lot of fans want to see it? Or is it from a standpoint of you really want to test yourself when you get back in there and you think Nick Diaz is that guy? Or what was your thinking?
Qual é a tua motivação para lutar contra o Nick Diaz? Foi por um lado do negócio propriamente dito, ou porque você acha que ele é um bom oponente, uma boa luta para os fãs, para o teu retorno?
Eu acredito que seja uma boa luta para os fãs, e tanto para mim, tanto para mim. Nós dois estamos há um tempo sem lutar, eu venho de uma lesão, o Nick é um cara que vai lutar em pé, como todos já viram ele lutar, é um grande lutador, um boxe excelente, e vai fazer uma luta em pé que todos querem ver.
Yeah, this fight is going to be excellent for the fans. It's going to be excellent for myself and for Nick Diaz as well. We're both, haven't stepped in the octagon for quite a while. And Nick Diaz is a guy that walks forward. He's got great boxing skills, and he's going to come to fight. So the fans can expect a great fight.
And also, you've been posting pictures and videos and stuff as you rehab, and we've seen a lot lately of you kicking quite a bit. And I was just curious, how does the leg feel? I mean, both physically, does the leg feel back to normal like before you injured it? And mentally, how do you feel about it? Do you feel the same as you did before you injured it, or has it changed any of the way you think and the way you might approach this fight?
Falou da perna, você fica postando foto, você posta umas fotos de você já dando chute, como é que essa perna tá como estava antes?
Está 95%, como ela estava antes, obviamente que não, mas ela está 95% e está melhorando cada dia que passa.
Well, he's been doing a lot of physical therapy, and right now it's at 95% and improving, but he said that at the day of the fight, it's going to be 100%.
All right. Thanks, Anderson, and good luck. And also, thanks, George.
Thank you.
And as a reminder, it is star one to take a question. And we'll now go to Damon Martin with Fox Sports. Please go ahead.
Thank you for taking the time, Anderson. My first question is, in this last, 7 or 8 months that you've been rehabbing and kind of getting better on your leg, have you been paying attention to the middleweight division and the things going on there, or have you had to kind of keep that out of your peripheral vision a little bit?
Viu, nesse tempo de recuperação, como é que você está examinando essa carinha do peso médio aí? Se você tem prestado atenção ou está...
Tenho acompanhado, tem grandes novos talentos surgindo, Wiseman vem demonstrando aí, é campeão, nós temos Jacaré vindo, Vitor é um grande oponente para o Wiseman, e tem muitos outros atletas que estão chegando. Eu estou tendo a oportunidade de treinar com os caras aqui na Black House, onde eu treino também. Tem o Khalil, que é um grande atleta, tem vários outros lutadores aí que estão chegando, e é uma geração nova e com grandes talentos.
Yeah, he's been following this whole weight category, of course, he's been following all the fights, and Chris Weidman is showing, you know, being a great champion, you know, very, very talented. The guy is for real. But there's like a, it's a, no doubt it's a stacked, a weight class now with, you know, Jacaré, Luke Rockhold, you know, Vitor Belfort for sure is a great contender. And he's been training here at Black House. There's like a lot of new talent. There's like one guy that has been training a lot. His name is Khalil. You know, obviously, Leon is training over here, and, you know, it's ended up the category. It's only getting better.
And with this fight with Nick Diaz, I mean, it's an awesome fight. A lot of people would say it's a super fight, you know, considering where they're both at in their careers. But does Anderson have a desire to jump back into that middleweight title race after this fight, or does he see these kind of just awesome fights like the Nick Diaz fight as kind of where he wants to go with his career now?
Bom, essa luta com Nick Diaz, tipo, a luta de uma super fight, você, como é que vai ver essa luta? Você vê essa luta como uma super luta mesmo, ou você tem ainda ambição de lutar pelo título hoje?
Bom, eu tenho mais 7 lutas no meu prato, então eu vou poder fazer todas as 7, porque eu gosto de lutar. E, obviamente, eu luto na categoria de 84. Então, se eu me credenciar novamente a lutar pelo título, é lógico que eu lutar. Mas não é uma coisa que está no meu primeiro plano. Meu plano agora é voltar, é pegar a confiança de volta, estar em poder me movimentar e fazer o que eu faço de melhor que eu luto.
Well, you know, I have another 7 fights in my contract and... Obviously, you know, like right now, it's not my priority, but it's not out of the question, a fight for the title, you know, and you know, along 7 fights, if I have the credentials to fight for the title, I'll be more than glad to do it.
Awesome. Thank
but
you
like
so much.
Right now, at this point, he wants just to feel his legs, his walking, you know. I mean, all his movement, all his, you know, like, he's going to see how he performs. That's his main priority now.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Welcome, buddy.
And we'll go to Lance Pugmire with Los Angeles Times.
Hey, Anderson, how you doing? You know, what's interesting is both of you guys, both you and Nick, have always talked about boxing Roy Jones Jr. Do you think that this fight lends itself to be nothing more than a boxing match?
Os dois, você e o Nick, tanto eu e o Nick, adorariam, vem falando já há um tempo, em boxear com o Roy Jones Jr. O que você acha que vai ser um boxing match? Vai ser uma luta de boxe?
Eu acredito que vai ser a melhor luta de trocação do UFC de todos os...
I believe it's going to be one of the best stand-up battles of the UFC.
What the... When you left the octagon with the injury, Anderson, did you ever contemplate retirement, calling it quit, or was that not at all on the table, even as you, you know, went through surgery and all of that?
Você se matou naquela luta, você considerou se aposentar?
No,
it never went through my mind, retirement.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. And we'll go to Evelyn Rodriguez with Globo.com.
Oi, Anderson. Você compartilhou nas redes sociais praticamente todas as fases da sua recuperação. Mas qual foi o momento em que você realmente sentiu que estava pronto para voltar a lutar?
Pô, eu acho que não existe um momento em que você fala, ah, eu estou pronto, eu não estou pronto. Porque é uma coisa que tem que estar na tua cabeça. Você tem que querer, você tem que estar com a cabeça boa para que você volte a fazer o que você fazia depois de um acidente como eu tive e o meu, né? Então, o que faz a diferença é eu ter tido o acompanhamento dos meus médicos, todas as fases, eu fiz vários exames, estou fazendo fortalecimento. Isso é mais importante e o fundamental para que eu voltasse a lutar.
E você vai ser a primeira vez em 10 anos que você vai fazer uma luta que não vai ser pelo cinturão. Você já se acostumou com o fato de não ter mais o título e tem algo no esporte que você ainda quer conquistar?
Eu luto porque eu amo. Eu nunca lutei por título ou coisa parecida, por fama ou coisa parecida. Eu luto porque eu gosto do esporte, eu amo fazer isso. E até porque quando eu comecei não tinha nada disso, tinha cinturão, não tinha nada disso. Eu gosto de fazer isso, eu gosto de lutar.
Obrigada.
We'll go to Dave Diebert with Post Media News.
Hi, Anderson. Thanks for the time. Now that you have a targeted fight, you know when and where. Are there any emotions similar to when you made your UFC debut against Chris Leben? You know, you're coming back from all this. Been out for a while. There you were coming in, the new kid in town. Are there any emotions similar to that night and that build-up?
Essa tua volta, agora que você tem data e local, você faz de alguma forma você se lembrar da tua primeira luta, das mesmas emoções quando você ingressou no UFC fazendo a tua luta contra o Chris Leben?
O que eu tô sentindo agora é uma vontade de fazer aquilo que eu fiz.
You know what's happening right now? I'm just dying to return to the octagon and do the thing that I most love in my life, and that's what's happening right now.
What are some of the little things from fight week that you've missed being out of action?
Quais são as coisas que você mais sente falta assim, na semana da luta, estando fora da agora voltando?
O
que que você sente, por exemplo, na semana da luta, aquelas coisinhas que você sente precedentes à luta, o que você mais sente falta?
Agora, nesse momento?
Para nessa próxima luta.
Não sinto falta de nada, porque eu voltei a treinar e tô fazendo tudo como eu sempre fiz. Treinando e me preparando para quando começar o treino intensivo, estar pronto para fazer tudo direito. Normal, eu estou como sempre.
Yeah, right now I'm as good as always, you know. Right now I'm not thinking about anything. I don't miss anything. I'm just getting back to my training routine. And like right now, when in a little while, when I start training hard, you know, then I'm gonna just go back what I, you know, just my expectations is to, you know, perform well, you know, doing what I like to do the best.
Okay. All right. Thanks, Anderson.
Mm-hmm. And we'll go to Thomas Grabasi with UFC.
Anderson, welcome back. What was your family's reaction when you told them that, you know, you were going to come back? I know how close you are to them, and it was a pretty bad injury. What was their reaction when you told them you were coming back?
Qual foi a reação da tua família quando você disse para eles que ia voltar?
Minha família não queria muito que eu voltasse. Eles compreendem e respeitam o que eu sinto e o que eu tô com vontade de fazer, mas por eles eu não estaria mais não.
You're not just about me coming back, you know, like, to tell you the truth, they're not too happy, but they respect my wish, and now they're coping with it.
Right. Now, when Anderson looks at Nick Diaz, what does he see? Is he a guy that Anderson's paid attention to over the years, or is it now time to start paying attention to him?
O que você acha do Dias? Foi um que você sempre prestou atenção ao longo de todos esses anos ou é um cara que você vai começar a prestar atenção agora?
Eu sempre prestei atenção nos melhores lutadores do UFC e nos lutadores que poderiam ser meus possíveis oponentes. Eu nunca imaginei lutar com o Nick Diaz, mas vi todas as lutas dele e acho que ele é um excelente lutador. é um cara que tem um jiu-jitsu, tem um boxe excelente, e acredito que vai ser uma luta, se não for uma luta agarrada, uma luta travada, uma luta de trocação, vai ser a melhor luta de todos os tempos da UFC.
Well, you know, he's been paying attention at all the best fighters in the UFC. He never thought he would be, you know, in his career that he would face Nick Diaz. But it's a guy that, you know, he has watched all his fights. I mean, he knows really well his style. He's a great fighter. You know, he's got great jiu-jitsu, and this fight has, you know, all the ingredients to be one of the best fights of all time.
Right. Thanks for the time, guys. Good luck in January.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you, buddy.
And once again, if you do have a question, that is star one. And we'll now go to Karen Bryant with MMA Heat.
Hi, Anderson. I'm curious how you feel about Nick and the way he approaches fights. He doesn't always show respect to his opponents. What do you think about that?
Let's see what happens. Pensando aí nessa luta, o Nick Diaz é um cara que, pô, fala muito, né? Respeita muito os adversários. Como é que você pensa aí?
Eu tô pensando em fazer o meu trabalho, como eu sempre fiz. Eu não posso falar do Nick Diaz como pessoa, porque eu não conheço ele. Tive poucas oportunidades de estar com ele, conversar com ele. Mas nunca me faltou com respeito comigo e espero que ele não falte com respeito, porque não tem motivos para isso. Né? Ele não me conhece como pessoa, não conheço ele como pessoa. Respeito os feitos dele como atleta. Espero que ele respeite os meus.
I respect Nick Diaz a great deal, but I don't know him as a person. He doesn't know me as a person. He's never, you know, I've had a chance to talk to him a few times. He's never been disrespectful, and I hope it keeps this way. You know, the day of the fight, you know, we just get together, get on the octagon, and put on a great show for the fans.
And one other question, after Lyoto's incredible fight with Chris, did that change how you felt about your defeat?
Well, I'm sorry, Karen, you're cutting off here.
I'm sorry, yeah. After Lyoto's fight with Chris, which was so good, did it change the way Anderson felt about also losing to the champion?
Depois de você assistir a ótima luta que o Chris Weidman fez com o Lyoto, mudou a tua forma de pensar nele como campeão, como a tua derrota, de lidar com a tua derrota?
Não foi as primeiras vezes que eu fui derrotado, eu fui derrotado várias vezes. Então, assim, eu não estou preocupado com o que o Weidman fez de bom ou o que o outro fez de bom. Acho que cada um busca aquilo que deseja e eu estou buscando aquilo que eu desejo. As lutas com o Weidman são passadas, estão no passado e, assim, se fossem vitórias na minha carreira, seriam passados como todas as outras. Eu acho que agora o meu foco é... Eu acho não, tenho plena certeza que o meu foco agora é pensar na luta que eu pedi e fazer minha volta de uma forma agradável para mim mesmo e para os meus fãs.
Yeah, I don't think it's not my first defeat. I've been defeated a few times and I don't look at... The past fights, as I look at my past victories, you know, now I'm focused on what I'm going to do with Nick Diaz, and I just want to put on a great show, you know, just for myself and the fans.
Okay, thank you so much. Obrigado.
Okay.
Next is John Morgan with USA Today.
Thank you. I appreciate it. George, I know you said the leg is at 95% right now and getting better. Have the doctors placed any limitations at all on what he can do in training? I mean, is he allowed to spar and you know, do everything fully, or are there still some limitations in his training?
Oh, ele falou que ele ouviu você falando que está 95% agora, mas ele quer saber se tem algumas limitações no teu treino, sparring e tudo mais.
Não.
Mas você não está chutando, né?
Yeah,
he said, no, no, there's no limitations, you know, I mean, he's not kicking as hard as he usually do, but, as he usually does, but, you know, he's going to wait to kick hard at the day of the fight.
Yeah, and I want to ask you about that, George. I mean, if you could ask Anderson in training, if he could recall, you know, what the first moment was like when he did have to throw a kick. I mean, is there a little bit of a hesitation? Are there any mental hurdles, you know, that he has to work on that confidence? Is that something that he's having to address right now?
Okay, I'm sorry, John, you're cutting off here, you know, where this phone is like...
Yeah. No problem. Can you hear me, George?
Yeah. It's just,
okay.
Go ahead.
Yeah. I just wanted to ask if he could recount, you know, when he first started throwing kicks in training, you know, was there hesitation? You know, did he have to work on his confidence to feel that it was okay to throw that?
É, se você se lembra quando você começou a lutar, os primeiros chutes que você deu, se você se lembra disso e o que você acha de agora em diante?
Pô, eu lembro de tudo, de todas as fases, claro. Isso serviu para me amadurecer mais, para que eu amadurecesse mais e o que vai ser agora em diante é continuar a minha vida, continuar a minha carreira e
yeah, he recalls everything, like since the beginning, all the phases on his career that what makes him what he is today, and, you know, is for the best at this point. You know, just keep going with his career.
Thanks. And I guess that brings me to my last question, George. I know we mentioned the 7 fights left on his contract. Does he feel like this is any kind of an evaluation to see, you know, how primed he is to finish all 7 of those fights, or does he still remain committed that he's going to complete that deal?
É, você acha essas últimas 7 lutas no teu contrato, você, a partir dessa luta contra o Nick Diaz, você vai sentir se você vai querer completar essas 7 lutas, ou se você já pensa isso em mente?
Ah,
já vai fazer
isso é uma coisa que só o tempo vai dizer, não tem como eu falar isso pra ele agora.
Yeah, he said that only time will tell, but, you know, he's really focused at this fight right now. It has nothing to do with the other fights in this contract.
Fantastic. Thank you both, guys.
All right, thank you.
Guys, this is Dave Schaller chiming in here. We are coming near the end of the call. We're going to take a few more questions. We ask that you be brief as the queue is still very full. Next, we will go to Neil Davidson from the Canadian Press. He will be followed by Brett Okamoto from ESPN.
Thank you, Dave. When Nick Diaz spoke to us a few days ago, he said that he wouldn't recommend anybody to be a fighter. He said that fighting was not something he enjoyed doing. It's just something he does that he feels he has to do. He doesn't like to hurt anybody, and he's a nonviolent person. Can you ask Anderson if he understands that view and whether he shares it?
Okay. Anderson, Nick Diaz, numa entrevista agora recente, quando perguntaram para ele... Ele disse que não recomendava ninguém a ser um lutador, que é uma coisa que ele faz, ele é uma pessoa que não é violenta e que ele odeia machucar as pessoas. Você tem alguma coisa em comum?
Arte marcial, a princípio, não foi criada para agredir ninguém, ela foi criada para defesa. E, através do tempo, as pessoas criaram esportes ao qual usam arte marcial como forma de demonstrar violência, né? O esporte é violento e eu não tenho que ser violento para fazer esporte, né? Eu acho que uma coisa é uma coisa, outra coisa é outra coisa. Você não vai pegar um cara que dirige um carro da NASCAR fazendo racha na rua, porque é diferente dele estar vendo a pista. Uma coisa é o nosso esporte.
Yeah, it's saying that it was created many years ago, you know, just so you, as a form of self-defense, you know, and throughout the times, you know, the sport has evolved and, you know, and MMA was created and, you know, just for the fact you're a NASCAR driver, you're not going to go on the streets, you know, just... burning rubber and, you know, racing people, you know, it's... It's just it's just a sport, and it's a violent sport, but it is what it is.
Thank you.
We'll go to Breck Okamoto with ESPN.
Hey guys, most of my questions have been answered already. George, I did want to revisit something that was asked of Anderson a little earlier. Is that first time he threw a kick after the injury, the very first time he threw one? What was that like? Was there an element of fear for Anderson the first time he attempted a kick coming off of the surgery?
Bom, depois da cirurgia, o primeiro chute que você deu, porra, teve pouco de medo naquele primeiro chute?
No.
Said no, not at all.
No fear. Okay. And then the only other question I had was based on the injury itself. Does Anderson feel that he made any sort of mistake that led to the injury, or was it a totally, completely freak thing that he never would have been able to prevent had he done something different?
Você acha que de uma forma que você fez, você sofreu essa fratura, você cometeu erro, você aprendeu alguma coisa naquele chute que você...
Foi um acidente de trabalho, e agora é voltar, como sempre, voltar a treinar e lutar e fazer o que eu gosto.
It just was a mere accident, and now I'm just, gonna go back there and face it and do what I like to do the best. It's just get in there and fight.
Okay, thank you, George. Welcome back, Anderson. Appreciate it.
Okay, thank you, Brett.
And our final question today will come from Ariel Helwani with MMAfighting.com.
Hey, guys. Thanks for the time. I'm just curious about the career, his career post-injury. I recall the doctor saying that they had to insert a rod in his leg. Will he have to live with that rod for the rest of his life, or does it come out, or does any part of what they put in his leg to correct it get removed before he actually competes again?
Bom, ele, depois da cirurgia, eles colocaram aquela haste dentro da intramedular, dentro do teu osso, e ele quer saber se algumas partes dessa, cometida nessa cirurgia, saem, se vai ser removido a haste. It would come out, if he decides to, but, prior to this fight, not a chance.
Okay, so it's for the foreseeable future, he's going to have it.
Yeah, no futuro próximo você vai ter essa haste. Isso, vai manter essa haste.
Não incomoda. Na verdade, tem algumas pessoas que tiram. Mas se não incomodar, não tem que tirar.
Yeah, there's some people, they remove it, but it hasn't been bothering me, and I don't think I'm going to remove it.
Okay, can I ask one more?
Of course.
Yes, you can, Mr. Helwani.
Thank you. I just wanted to know, why does his family want him to stop fighting? What are they saying to him?
Por que a tua família queria que você parasse de lutar? O que eles disseram para você?
Cara, eu acho que nenhuma família quer ver você indo para uma guerra, né? E depois do acidente que eu tive, muito menos a minha.
Yeah, I don't think anybody's family would like to see their familiar to going to war, and with mine it wouldn't be different.
Thank you.
And I'd like to turn it back to Dave Schaller for closing remarks.
Thank you very much, and thank you to all the media who joined us on this summertime Friday. Thank you to Anderson and George. Just a reminder, Monday in Las Vegas, 11 a.m. Pacific time, it's Ultimate Media Day. John Jones, Daniel Cormier, Conor McGregor, and Dustin Poirier, that is free and open to the public. And then on Tuesday at 4 o'clock at Club Nokia in downtown L.A., the same four fighters will participate in a fan and media Q&A, 4 p.m. Pacific time in L.A. on Tuesday. Thanks again to Anderson and George. Have a great weekend, everybody. Anderson Silva, Nick Diaz,
January 3rd. Thank you.
Thanks, Anderson.
Thank you.
Bye. Thank you.